One of the biggest fallacies of our age is the belief in progress. The word belief in this context may seem a little unusual at first, but it is entirely appropriate. The idea of our progressiveness rests upon the assumption that newer means better always, and therefore the more time passes, the better things become. Whilst it is certainly true that sometimes things will improve, to assert this as an absolute, however, is unrealistic. Despite the seemingly obvious absurdity of this, the belief in progress is one of the more difficult fallacies of modern thought to weed out. It has infected almost all viewpoints and ideologies, to the point where even the most hardened of modernity skeptics can't help but bow down and concede how wonderful all the progressive advancements are we have made in areas such as technology and medicine. So dogmatically is it adhered to, that one might even call it the religion of the modern age, transcending the borders of politics, denomination, and even secular thought to be one of the fundamental pillars of worship and the idolization of our own selves. This therefore makes it possible that literally anything that describes itself as new and modern affords itself a status of infallibility, putting itself beyond the questioning of anybody. So strong, too, is the fear of being labeled unprogressive or unmodern, that it is possible for those who at any time occupy the most modern ground to pressurize and push people away from opposing viewpoints and into conforming, by resorting to witch-hunt tactics and accusing people of the highest heresy of the modern age, standing in the way of progress. This is what makes questioning the belief in progress and so too the fruits of modernity such a difficult task. As soon as one questions whether progress really has done us such good, one instantly is labeled a Nazi, oppressive, old-fashioned, unprogressive.
Yeah.
Arrogantly we measure ourselves against the wisdom of the ancients, and declare ourselves superior, socially and culturally more highly evolved than they and their superstitious, barbaric societies. Despite our condescension for such past cultures, the lofty regard we have for our own society is hardly justified. Materially, we are wealthier than any civilization we know of before us. We can all live with a lot more ease than ever before. But in terms of our understanding of human nature and the world we find ourselves in, we have never been more bankrupt. We laugh at the supposed primitiveness of many non-Westernized people, pitying and patronizing them. But in our blind devotion to progress, we fail to take account of the fact such people live much more diverse and fulfilling lives than we ever do. They have kept their societies in balance with their surroundings and have lived for the social, cultural, and adventurous fruits of life. Whereas we have lost all these things and replaced them with materialistic obsession, selfishness, and paranoia. We have overpopulated, polluted, and commodified our world, sucking the enjoyment and adventure out of life in the process. We've brought about a state of such mediocrity and tedium that we need to anaesthetize ourselves to our daily lives with alcohol, television, and narcotics as substitutes for our happiness. If attention were paid to history and the civilizations we feel we have surpassed so much we have the right to look down upon, we would know the reasons for their lengthy periods of success and stability, and just as importantly, the reasons for their downfall. Time and again, civilizations have met their end after destroying their nearest rivals and sources of struggle, and created an excessively prolonged period of comfortability, which then breeds complacency and decadence, leading to an arrogant belief in the civilization's supreme invincibility. They detach from any wider reality outside of themselves and become wholly self-referential, gradually then disintegrating into selfishness, disunity, and political infighting based around arbitrary, unrealistic social concepts. Once this happens, it is not long before the civilization experiences massive internal revolt, largely from the lower social stratum, and is attacked and displaced by external enemies that have long gone unchecked. This pattern of decay and decline echoes throughout the downfall of all of history's most famous civilizations, and can be seen echoing in the state of our own self-absorbed societies. We may have ensured for more people greater convenience and imagined more ways of scientifically classifying, measuring, and ordering the world. But it has come about as we have taken less and less notice of the reality outside of our civilization. Our ignorance and arrogance, which we call progress, has locked us onto a path that we fear to turn from, for the likelihood that we will be excluded from the mad and broken social circus that is pushing us towards a massive downfall. Regardless of any future occurrences likely to befall our civilization, there is little question that right now our great advancements have cost us our contentment and torn apart the rich and diverse world we live in. That which made the world so fascinating and beautiful is being carved up and packaged into novelty-shaped disposable garbage that we use to distract ourselves from the mundanity of a society that, though we are afraid to denounce openly, simply isn't something we're particularly happy to be part of. Progress has made life boring. We call ourselves progressive for all the freedoms we have bestowed upon ourselves, but we haven't really even the freedom to turn from the increasingly narrow path that our values and our worldview have laid before us.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end of everything that stands. The end. No safety or surprise. The end. I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what will be? So limitless and free. Of some stranger's hand in a desperate land. Thank you. lost in a roaming wilderness of pain, and all the children are insane. All the children are. Ride the king's highway, baby. Weird scenes inside the gold mine. Ride the highway west, baby. Ride the snake. Ride the snake to the lake, the ancient lake, baby. The snake is long, 7 miles. Ride the snake, he's old. And his skin is cold. The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest. The blue bus is calling us. The blue bus is calling us. Driver, where you taking us? The killer awoke before dawn. He put his boots on. He took a face from the ancient gallery and he walked on down the hall. He went into the room where his sister lived and then he paid a visit to his brother and then he walked on down the hall and he came to a door and he looked inside. Father, yes, son, I want to kill you. Mother, I want to. Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us and meet me at the back of the blue bus. Do not blue rock on that blue bus. Do not, yeah. Come on,
this is